Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
The Old Testament reading for this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is your miss is the Holy One of Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read along with me the catechetical review found in your bulletin, the Apostles' Creed, the third article, Sanctification. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept in the true faith. The epistle reading for this morning comes from James chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be kind and fruitful of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand. This is the Holy Gospel according to John chapter 16. Jesus said, But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, Where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to you.
We make bold confession of our Christian faith found in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty. Please be seated. The Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and I will say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. The Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. You can't help but sing that. That's our scripture for today. The words of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 12. Dear saints, the song of the Lord has been placed in our hearts because of what Christ has accomplished for us. For those of you that may not know, a canticle is a song that's taken from Scripture. It's very similar in structure and content to a psalm, and you can see this here in the words of Isaiah today. The first time that we heard this canticle was in the prayer of Moses and the Israelites as they had just passed through the Red Sea, and they were rejoicing and praising God that they had been delivered from their enemies and had safely crossed through, delivered by grace in those waters. You know, Moses and the people of God couldn't help but break out into song when they see that God has delivered them and saved them from their enemies. His well of salvation bursts forth. It is never ending. We cry out to God now as his adopted sons and daughters, calling him Abba, Father. The curtain has been torn in two. We have direct access now with God the Father because of what his Son accomplished for us. For though he was once angry with us, as we were once his enemies, we now have peace with God, and we have been reconciled to him through the blood of his own Son that was poured out for all flesh. Isaiah goes on to say here, with joy you will draw waters from the wells of salvation, it says there in verse 3. What is this joy that's spoken of here? Well, in John 14, verse 14, Jesus says this. He says, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. In John chapter 7, he says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. You and I drink from this well and are filled with this living water, and it overflows. God's Spirit living in you and in me. Abundant waters here in our baptisms. In the gospel today, the disciples, we find them that they're filled with sorrow because Jesus is telling them that he's going to be going away. They have no idea what he's saying, and they're afraid to ask. And so they're filled with despair when they hear him say this. But he tells them this: "It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." Jesus goes on to tell them then that the work of the Helper, the Holy Spirit, this Holy Spirit that strengthens and renews us daily, his Holy Spirit that brings forth a new creature in us as we continue to drown our sinful nature, the old Adam, the sanctifying work of the Helper as he continues to make us more in the image of God throughout our lives. He makes our hearts sing, living in our baptism. He has poured water on a thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. Do you remember just a few weeks ago, a couple of months ago, the conversation a lot of times around church here was, are we ever going to get any moisture? Is it ever going to rain? Right? Look at the green hills now and look at the water that came, the moisture that we got that's brought everything to life. So God does this for us. He waters our weary souls. Like the land that we saw out here, we were dried up and parched with life completely drained out of us. This is the parched, dry ground of our sin. Things like anxiety, fear, pain over brokenness, various afflictions that we suffer in our bodies of ours. But this water that overflows because of what Christ has done for you and me on his cross, brought us to life. We will never thirst for truth again, my dear friends. Like the disciples here in the gospel, it was to our advantage that Jesus went away as he did, that he went to his bloody cross, and that he rose again. For by his dying, rising, and ascent into heaven, where he is seated at the right hand of God, we now have the Comforter, the Helper, the Holy Spirit sent to us. Through him we know truth. We were gifted with this Spirit here in our baptisms. The same Spirit that was promised to the apostles in the second chapter of Acts, where God had promised he would pour out his Spirit on all flesh. Peter preached an amazing sermon there that day at the temple, and about 3,000 souls came to faith as a result. Look at how the Holy Spirit made Peter sing. He couldn't help but tell everyone gathered there about Jesus, the same Spirit that gives us the song in our hearts that we can't stop telling and singing about. And this is exactly what we do. Listen to the final two verses here in the Isaiah text today. "Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." Dear saints, it doesn't matter if you can carry a tune or not. God has given you a song to sing. And why? Because he died on the cross for you. He rose again from the grave for you. Forgiveness of sins there in your baptism for you. Here in the supper today, forgiveness of sins again for you. His Holy Spirit dwells in us and draws us here to gladly hear his word and receive his sacrament. You know, we're gifted in the church with the songs we sing as we lift our voices in praise to God. For he has done mighty things for us. Look again at what we're going to sing for our closing hymn today, the day of resurrection in the third verse. It says this: "Now let the heavens be joyful, let earth its song begin. Let all the world keep triumph and all that is therein. Let all things, seen and unseen, their notes of gladness blend. For Christ the Lord is risen, our joy that has no end." Dear saints, we hear this, we see this, we see God's gifts for us, and we cannot help but sing about it. Today, whatever it is that you are dealing with, whatever brokenness and challenges you brought here today, whatever your sin, you have this song and you can rejoice and be glad knowing that your Savior Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. And He continues to love you, forgive you, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. Now that's something to sing about. Hear the words of Isaiah once again. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.